The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Lachesis Spinner. Item Number SCP-1113. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. Due to it posing no risk when in a passive state, SCP-1113 can be stored in a secure box in a standard containment room. If required for testing, it may be signed out for use by Level 3 researchers and above. Any testing involving D-class mortality must be approved in writing by a member of senior staff prior to commencement. Description. SCP-1113 is a small spinning top comprised of a hollow bronze base, heavily oxidized and showing small flecks of blue from having been previously painted. The upper section is a porcelain figurine of the upper body of a woman, painted with enamel and with a blue and brown blouse made of a rough cotton. It is spun by means of wrapping the string around it and then pulling firmly to rotate the top at speed. The figurine is attached to the bronze segment by a clear resin-like glue concurrent with the apparent age of a manufacturer, circa 1915. The bronze component has been estimated by thermoluminescent dating to have been cast around 50 BCE, plus or minus 40 years. There are imperfections in the alloy and tooling marks on the inside of a top that suggest the bronze has been retooled and was formerly used in a different construction. When SCP-1113 is spun by hand, the person doing so does not age or suffer any degeneration to their body due to the effects of aging or illness for as long as the top is spinning. Tests using automated robots spinning the top suggest that it will spin for anywhere up to 14 hours when spun with sufficient force, using levels of force within realistic limits of human strength. Any wounds caused before or during the top being spun remain present and are not affected in any way. The individual is still mortal to life-threatening injury while the top is being spun. The top came to the attention of a foundation in when alerted by a member of a London Metropolitan Police Force with connections to the foundation. He reported that it had been taken as evidence from a house in Brighton, UK, which had been entered by Sussex Police, after reports by neighbors of an unpleasant smell. On forcing their way into the house, they discovered the corpse of a man who was estimated to be around 70 years old. His body was on the floor with one arm stretched out under the sofa. Officers found the spinning top at the back of a sofa. His right palm showed heavy calluses at the base of all fingers and a wound approximately 1 centimeter deep across the center of a palm which had appeared to be cauterized through burning or friction. Estimates suggest that it would take many weeks of constant friction between the string and palm to cause such extensive damage. There was also severe damage to the right shoulder socket, an extreme dislocation caused by the arm being overextended in attempts to reach the spinning top. Although there was very little personal information found in the flat, the body was identified as belonging to Richard Mark Piper from a 19 driving certificate and a birth certificate found in the flat, giving the deceased date of birth as December 24th, 18. Further information may be found in the supplemental materials, consisting primarily of a set of journals found at the home of a deceased and the police witness reports from neighbors. Supplemental Materials 1113-2C, Fragment from Journal of Richard Mark Piper, Errors Author's Own. January 19. It definitely works. I mean, I'm not sure how, but every time I start the top spinning, it's like my hands are opening, expanding like a parched man given a canteen of water. If I had done this sooner, I could have helped win this damn war. I wonder how it works. It's magnetism, perhaps. Or some of that crystal howcum. Howcum? What am I saying? I'm writing this using a fountain pen with my wonderful, working hands. April 19. The people at the club are always asking how I look so good for my age. They think I'm a 60-year-old that looks 50 and they're impressed. Imagine if they knew the truth. I remember the last coronation, let alone this one. This truly is a marvel. I wish I could tell the world what I have discovered, but then it would be taken from me, I know this. If only I could let Rachel use it. She seems so frail these days. But if I did, I know she'd not be able to resist telling friends. Women can't even get a new night cream without telling everyone on the street about it. June 2000. Can't hold the pen very well. My hand is awful sore. Can't stop, though. I can feel him breathing down my neck. The Reaper. I know I've held him off too long. It's getting harder and harder. Now she only spins for a couple of minutes at a time. She must keep dancing. She dances so beautifully. I don't want to die. Addendum. Although it's clear that the effect of this item could result in its use becoming obsessive, we have no evidence on whether or not this is merely psychological or a conditioning created by the SCP itself. Until this is known, it is suggested that use is restricted to D-class personnel. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.